This is drawing number 39. It's titled "Don't Be a Grammar Nazi," and kind of funny. People really get caught up in what other people say online and defending themselves. And I'm not sure exactly what this is referring to. I've lost a little track of it as I'm going over these drawings, but. I always think it's funny when the Nazi thing comes up. It's like whoever mentions Nazi loses. You know, it's the worst evil you can imagine, and it's really easy to call someone a Nazi when you're really angry at them. I don't know. I probably shouldn't think that, but I think that's kind of funny. And yeah, this drawing is. Yeah, it's unusual. Not a lot of green banded drawings. And it's got a little bit of that op art action going. The red on green is kind of vibrates a little bit. Otherwise, it's a pretty, pretty simple drawing. Not a lot of circled text. And it is, I believe, this is still some of the Ada sequence drawings. Where I'd gotten like four or five drawings mixed up, and the biblical text will pick up again, but there's a bunch of drawings where it's kind of flipped around a little bit out of sequence. It's got some nice little green out, sort of white out, green out in it, where I kind of painted over some of the circled lines to reconfigure my meanderings. And I don't know, I kind of slipped up on this drawing a little bit. There's a big space at the bottom. As I get further along on these drawings, I start really making the text smaller, and I really squeeze the text in there. And looking back on this one, I definitely could have fit another line underneath that at the bottom there, that white space. But I guess that makes this drawing unique.